We use complicated funding formulas to disguise the ugly truth.
He has to obviously address the transportation needs in the state and not just talk about the eastern part of Massachusetts.
Hi there, WAMC News Director Ian Pickus here. On this episode, the governors of New York and Massachusetts deliver major speeches on Tuesday. But first, Albany County District Attorney David Soares says he will seek a fifth term this year. Soares, first elected in 2004 and the first African-American DA in Albany County, says he will run on his tough-on-crime record while he continues to push for criminal justice reforms from within. Soares has criticized parts of the newly enacted state bail reforms. The Democrat first ran against his boss, Albany County DA Paul Klein, and won overwhelmingly. In 2012 and 2016, Soares ran unopposed in the general election. He beat defense attorney Lee Kinlan in a 2012 primary. And by way of disclosure, Soares is a regular WAMC panelist. Governor Andrew Cuomo is ready to release his state budget plan Tuesday, and public school spending will likely once again be an area of contention as the state faces a $6 billion budget gap. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
It's been a long-standing tradition in Albany that the governor, whether a Democrat or a Republican, lowballs the amount of money needed for public schools, while the legislature presses to increase that amount. In the end, the two sides usually agree to split the difference. This year, Governor Cuomo fulfilled his role in the dance during his State of the State message. He warned, not for the first time, that simply increasing spending will not solve the system's problems.
And we should be proud that we invest more per student than any state in the nation.
Cuomo says the issue is not the amount of money spent, but how it's distributed. While New York may be first in the amount of spending per pupil, it ranks 49th in the nation in its unequal distribution of school funding, with wealthy districts outspending poor districts by $10,000 per pupil. The governor calls it the civil rights issue of our time.
It is shameful that we do not distribute the funding in the most progressive way. We use complicated funding formulas to disguise the ugly truth. The reality is wealthier districts have much higher funded schools than poorer districts.
Part of the inequity is because more than half of public school funding comes from property taxes, and wealthier areas have a bigger tax base than poor ones. The Board of Regents said in December that one way to help alleviate the inequality is for the state to invest an additional $2 billion into the schools, and that the money be directed toward the state's poorest school districts. Several Democratic state lawmakers, as well as the teachers' union, are also pressing for more funding. They say New York needs to finally fulfill a court order issued 13 years ago, known as the Campaign for Fiscal Equity decision. It said the state needed to spend billions more on schools, on what's known as foundation aid, in order to give children their constitutional right to an adequate education. New York State United Teachers President Andy Pallotta was part of a delegation that came to the Capitol before the budget was released to lobby lawmakers.
Obviously, more money is the answer. This is a very simple budget, I believe, because what they need to do is put the $3.4 billion of foundation aid into the schools.
Cuomo, who has feuded with the teachers' union in the past, has said the court order only applied to New York City, although it was widely interpreted at the time to apply to the whole state. Pallotta was joined by Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, a national union, as well as parents, teachers, and students from the Rochester City School District. The district's facing a $65 million budget gap and recently laid off over 100 teachers and other staff. Weingarten says the court order needs to be fulfilled and funding increased, but she says the problems facing Rochester and other cities like it across the nation go far beyond that.
These communities across America that have been abandoned by business interests go the fraying of the community.
Pallotta, with NYSET, says he believes that the budget crisis in Rochester is not an aberration and that other school districts and cities across New York might soon be facing similar issues unless the state finds a way to adequately fund them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Over the state line, Massachusetts politicians and political observers are preparing for Republican Governor Charlie Baker's State of the Commonwealth address on Tuesday. WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes has a preview.
Matt Murphy is a senior reporter and associate editor of the State House News Service in Boston. He says he expects Baker to address two big issues. The first is transportation.
This has been an ongoing theme of his administration since he first took over in 2015. And we all remember the winter of 2015 and what that meant for the MBTA, as well as roads and bridges in all parts of the state. The governor looking to put together a plan. He has filed legislation that would finance $18 billion of projects over the next 5 years. He would really like to see the legislature move on that. But it's also coming at a time when the legislature is considering new taxes to also invest in transportation, and that's something we'll be listening to see if the governor gives any signals. He's obviously been opposed to new taxes.
Western Massachusetts Democratic legislators are keen to hear Baker address the topic.
He has to obviously address the transportation needs in the state and not just talk about the eastern part of Massachusetts and the MBTA and the problems that they're facing.
First Berkshire District State Representative John Barrett.
We also have serious infrastructure needs out here in the western part of the state, and especially here in Berkshire County. And included in that is actually broadband, which I consider to be a most important need. How he's going to pay for it and how it's going to be handled down the road.
He seems to think we don't need any more revenue to be able to deal with the problems that we have in front of us, which are substantial.
Third Berkshire District State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier.
43% of all carbon emissions are from our transportation infrastructure, and we need to do everything we can to address that and bring a different kind of infrastructure to the Commonwealth to be able to reduce our carbon emissions.
The other big issue Murphy expects Baker to address is housing.
The housing crisis the governor has flagged repeatedly as something that poses not just a problem for families looking to live closer to where they work, but also the future growth of the economy. He has legislation to deal with that as well that is stalled in the legislature. I think we will probably hear him try to nudge them along.
Outside of those issues, Murphy says there's the potential for surprises.
Especially given that he is anticipated to file his fiscal 2021 budget the following day on Wednesday. Now, the governor has typically used these speeches to take a bit of a victory lap, highlight some of the things that he has accomplished together with House and Senate Democrats. I expect to hear that. Particularly, he'll probably talk about the education funding reform law that they got done back in November. This budget the governor is filing will be the first significant down payment on that new law, which should result in hundreds of millions of dollars in additional money going to cities and towns for public schools.
Farley Bouvier, who represents most of the county's largest community, Pittsfield, says she's also listening for an update on the state's Chapter 70 funding for the fiscal year 2021.
Chapter 70 is the state share of the K-12 funding, our school funding. And there in 2019, we voted, debated and voted on a brand new formula, which takes into better account the real costs of education. And Pittsfield, it's been proven that Pittsfield was underfunded for quite a bit of years, and we are now correcting that. And Pittsfield will stand to gain, many millions of dollars each year in increased Chapter 70 funding.
Baker's Beacon Hill address begins around 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. You can hear live coverage of the speech on WAMC and at WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.